Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, Nate, right here on RBN. That's right, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And of course, supported by TLBTalk.com, Freedom of Speech Social Network. That's right, if you're not on TLBTalk.com, I don't know what's wrong with you. All right, you should be connecting. Connecting, supporting, donating even. Everybody wants change in the world. Everybody wants their say heard. But nobody wants to get on and talk. Nobody wants to donate. This thing takes money. It takes a hell of money. Okay? We do, in fact, need your support at TLBTalk.com. Hell, if you need a job, I'll hire you. You want to work from home and not have to take a jab? I will hire you. All right? Let's get together. Let's make this thing happen. You want to make some extra cash? You want to be able to say, hey, screw you, New World Order? You want to be able to take your country back? I mean, you can do all these things just by supporting our platform. A growing platform, free speech. Okay? Make some money. I mean, what is there to lose? Okay? A revolution is never given to lazy people. I'll say that right now. So, it's time for you to do your part, ladies and gentlemen. You're not a patriot if you're not doing your part. You can say all you want to say. You can know all the history that you want to think that you know. But at the end of the day, it's about your actions. But what do the Christians say? Yeah, you know, good. If evil men do evil in the presence of a good man that does nothing about it, that good man is just as evil. Okay? You're not a patriot unless you are being active. And that's just the fact of the matter. All right, yes. So, people have been asking me about my opinion on the Ye interview. Yay! You know, and yes, I finally watched it. Not only did I watch it, but I watched it twice. Okay, so just to be able to be more knowledgeable about this, and of course the phone lines are open if you would like to jump in on the conversations or call me with your questions about the situation. Yeah, call in. So with that said, I think I do want, I only have a couple spots in the whole interview that I think should be touched upon, like, immediately. But before we do, I must say I do have a theory in progress, a working theory, a hypothesis about the situation. And I'll start with that. So, here we have a man who is a multi-billionaire. On paper, not actually in his account, but he's got $2 billion worth of contracts. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not a professional on how this stuff works, but hear me out. So he's getting a divorce. Or he has been divorced. I'm not sure. Which, I don't keep up with celebrities and celebrity gossip and all that stuff. But I do think that because of this divorce, Ye wants to do everything he can to be free, legally free. I do believe that when you have $2 billion worth of contracts and you're getting a divorce, well, at that point, you might as well hang yourself. Because I don't know the stipulations behind the marriage contract. I don't know if you had a prenup or whatever. I don't know. But if I were in his position, I didn't have a prenup, having $2 billion worth of contracts unfulfilled, that is hell. Now, imagine being having to give away $1 billion-plus to a woman that you're no longer married to and be a slave working for those billions, that billion or $1 billion-plus dollars, to have to give it away, just to give it away to a woman. Imagine, I don't know how long these contracts would have taken to be fulfilled. I assume anywhere from 2 to maybe 10 years, perhaps. I don't know. Either way, it's a long time to be working for virtually free as a creative artist. And I know if you, as a creative artist, are not putting out what the contract says you're supposed to be putting out, and these people are unsatisfied, I mean, you could potentially be a contract slave forever. So I think, knowing the industry, how the industry is, knowing that the industry would not have a problem dropping him for something that he said, I think Kanye just took the strategic step and just say, okay, I'm gonna do me now. I'm gonna take a radical stance. I'm gonna get dropped because I have enough money anyways. I'm gonna get dropped and I won't have to worry about this. I'll be free. I'll be independent. He may not be a multi-billionaire because of it, but again, if you get a divorce and somebody's taking half of your earnings, you don't have that money anyways. So I think it's a strategic move for what he's doing, especially when you already own certain percentages of other companies. You already have $400 million, which, yeah, you may not be a billionaire, but $400 million is nothing to sneeze at. I would rather be a half a billionaire than a multi-billionaire that's owned it by and large by the establishment, and you have no will, no say-so. You know, you're just the most expensive slave in the country. So I think what Ye is doing, it wasn't suicide. It was literally himself getting off of the gallows pole. Now, if any of you disagree with that theory, please go ahead and disagree with that. Maybe you know something I don't. Again, this is not exactly my area of expertise, but I do know that Ye doesn't just do things just to do them, just to be a big mouth, just to be a crazy person. There is method to the man's madness. So if anybody has their own theories, I would like to hear them as well. Most definitely. So I want to go ahead and get the first part of this. Oh, well, we already got a call. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into it. We lost the call. Okay, let's do the clip then. Go ahead, Mike.
Which affects how they're brokering these kinds of contracts with entertainers like Ye. If you look at the Talmud, which is a real Jewish holy book or part of the holy book, there's the written Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible. There's the oral Torah, which was written down as the Mishnah and then interpreted in the Talmud. In the Talmud, it says that Jews have to treat Gentiles differently than they treat other Jews. There's all kinds of examples of this. They say that if a Jew indirectly kills a Gentile, there's nothing even wrong with that. There's nothing morally wrong with that. They say that for a Jew to have sex with a Gentile is comparable to bestiality. They say that the semen of a Gentile is like that of horses. They also say that you can't give a gift to a Gentile. A Jew is not permitted under the Talmud to give a gift to a Gentile. They're not permitted to charge each other interest, but they're encouraged to charge Gentiles interest.
What do they say about pedophilia?
They say that that's, in some cases, licit.
Well, I mean, here's...
You're telling me in their holy book, it says it's okay to be pedophiles as long as it's not another Jewish person.
That's only it came from Adam. I'm not 100% sure.
Let me just get this out front. I believe in free speech, and that's why I want you to be here and be able to say whatever you want. I'm quite the historian from a lot of multifaceted views. So at a certain point, I'm going to give my nuanced views of this because There are power structures, and there are mafias, and there are cliques, and there are groups. And there is certainly leftist Jews that call everybody Nazis they don't agree with. You don't want open borders, you don't want your guns taken, or you don't want to take a shot. The ADL had a meeting two weeks ago and said, Alex Jones is an agent of evil, he should be taken off the air, he's the devil, because he doesn't want you to take four shots. And I'm like, what are you doing calling me anti-Semitic? I'm not against groups. I don't get into group politics.
Adam, I mean, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Alex.
Yes, sir.
I've got the perfect answer for the ADL. They are going to have to listen up. What we did is we brought Netanyahu with us. Ah.
I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Netanyahu, what do you have to say? What do you have to say to Alex Jones right now, Nick Fuentes and Ye? It was bad. It was bad for Trump to meet with Nick and Ye. Okay. I had no idea your voice is going to sound like that, Netanyahu.
So you don't like Benjamin Netanyahu?
I just heard about this guy 2 weeks ago since, like, the tweet, and I thought he had a funny name. I heard he's, like, really into, like, he's like a super killer. I could die for saying this, so in case this is the last time you ever hear from me.
Well, look. I'm glad you guys are here, and we can sit here and upset. All I'm telling you is, do you guys realize that the British government created Hitler, and the Milner Group put him in power?
Let's stop it right there. Now, I want to highlight this part for a couple reasons. One, he brought up what was a fishnet, aquarium fishnet, and a bottle of Yahoo chocolate milk. Now, I've been making this joke for years. For years. Okay? I know for a fact. actually, even Mike and I, Mzad Mike and I have even made the joke on air. Not too long ago. Within a year or so ago. So, I know he's going to get credit for the Net and Yahoo thing. That's fine. That's okay. everybody steals jokes. And then at the same time, everybody comes up with the same jokes. So that's pretty cool. I'm just glad I have some sort of sense of humor, and that's recognized. And hey, even Kanye's had the same track of thought. So that's kind of cool, I guess. but the other reason, yeah, so it is so hypocritical, and you can't make this up. Yes, there are several laws, rabbinical laws, that say that sex with a boy under the age of 8 or 9 is okay. Doing immoral sexual acts. It's one of the first laws. I have to look this up. But in one of these books, it's one of the first law. Is a pedophilic law. Now, yes, you have a religious text that is followed. I mean, you have a lot of Jewish people who are not religious and don't practice the faith, but the ones that do, I mean, oh boy, do they practice their faith and hold it to the letter. And a lot of these people have made it to the very heights of power, political, financial, what have you. Treating Gentiles as though they were animals, subhumans, is the law. I don't know any other faith on the planet that says treat your fellow man as though they were nothing. In fact, to be disgusted with them. To take advantage of them. to abuse them. That's law. That's Jewish law. Okay? Yeah. It's not Old Testament stuff. It's rabbinical stuff. So I think that is something that should be pointed out. Because, yeah, I mean, it's the elephant in the room. It really is. It's the elephant in the room. But if you talk about it, yeah, you're canceled. You know, hey, I'm not a big celebrity, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. When you have, okay, you have people who have their beliefs, have their religious practices, but and you can say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Okay, well, you have laws that say that you can molest somebody, but if Mubudu down the road sacrifices a goat in his religion, guess what? He's going to prison for animal cruelty. Because in some cases, animals get treated a lot better than most humans sometimes in the DOJ. When it comes to the DOJ. So, you know, this leaves much to be desired. And I'm just ranting here. I'm not even realizing I missed over the break. I'm just ranting. You have to forgive me, guys. But I'm quite upset for a simple fact that Ye said something. He used his freedom of speech. But yet his freedom of speech is trampled over so that someone else's freedom of religion can reign over them. Now, you can't really have both in the situation. I mean, you got to tell me that the ADL, their religious practice and subjugation of mankind holds more power than a powerful celebrity's freedom of speech. Is that really what's going on? Is that what's happening on the streets? You gotta, like, seriously. I mean, somebody tell me what's going on. It feels like the Twilight Zone. And it really does prove Ye's point for what he said. It was not only, okay, losing your contract deals is one thing. Losing that money's not his. Okay, he didn't complete his work. Fine, whatever. Contract's null and void. Fine, but he has $250 million in cash that he does own, that is his, and he can't get to it. Why? Because the Jewish banks where his money's at has frozen his accounts. He's locked out of his accounts. I've never heard something so un-American. America, United States of America, is supposed to be a capitalist country. Capitalist ideas. Freedom of commerce. Freedom of business. Freedom of spending. But his accounts are frozen. Kanye didn't kill anybody. He's not a fugitive from the law. Okay, the man literally committed no crime, not even a misdemeanor. But yet, not only did they try to cancel him, but they tried to destroy his life and take everything from him. Effectively, they have taken everything from him. Because he said he wants to go DEFCON 3 on Jews? How many times has a white supremacist said that? About blacks? About anybody? Has the FBI swarmed their compounds, take their guns? Has the FBI frozen their accounts? No. No, they have not. I mean, I've seen, I've already told you guys about my stay on Gab. You know, I get called the N-word every day. I get N-bombed every single day. I get told what I should do and how I should do it and how they, you know, there's a button to report death threats. But, you know, Gab doesn't take care of that at all. They're not canceled. So, and I have to continuously use Gab as an example because that just happens to be where this lowly element of our society, I mean, it's where it's at. But I can tell you right now, Ye is being praised by white supremacists on Gab. Again, I don't think what Ye is doing is by mistake. I think everything he's doing masterfully. As a self-proclaimed expert of psychological warfare, myself, I think everything he's saying and doing is being done masterfully. Because he knows at this point, when you say something about the ADL and the Jewish establishment, you're only going to get a certain group of people, individuals behind you that have like minds. Like ideas. Well, when I started this radio show, my biggest following, before I went to video and showed who I was, my biggest following were white supremacists. So, you have a lot of people, especially listeners on this network, who are Jesus first, let's take the country back. You have touched the hearts of every conservative that can withstand your skin color in the nation. If you're going to attack the left, well, you got to make sure the right is behind you. Oh man, I don't think I would have done anything differently if I were in Ye's position. I think I'd be right here in this exact spot, strategically speaking. If my theory about the divorce and all that stuff is correct, he's right where he should be. Yeah, guys, again, I want to get you guys' opinions, questions, whatever. Call in, please, after this commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, man, wake up and smell the concrete. Strange to see you change on the
you. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
My first video interview, well, outside of the one I did for the Liberty Beacon, my first interview, I wore my mask. And yeah, I got into my Red Rider from the Hood costume. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, the guy that interviewed me, oh man, he hit me with all the hard questions and I'm giving all the hard, honest answers. And that's what it kind of reminds me of, as Ye decided to do this interview in a black mask. I don't know how much that's going to help or hurt. I think when you're on a platform this large, this is the largest platform he's going to get. Because, you know, MSNBC or NBC or ABC, none of these blue mainstream medias are going to have him on to speak his piece, because I don't think you can, I don't think they're skilled enough to talk around Ye and make him seem crazier than what he already seems. Now, the right might pick him up. I've actually been waiting for Ye to talk to our people at Fox. I've been waiting for him to, I can't even remember his name. Tucker. I've been waiting for Tucker to talk to him. Has that happened? Did I miss something? Or that probably hasn't happened yet. But that's what I'm waiting on. But the fact that he's joined up with Alex Jones to do this interview, it's probably the most watched news media video this year. Okay, yeah, Mike is telling me Tucker talked with him. Yeah, if I were Tucker, I would have scooped him up immediately. It would have been a long interview, not a short one. I'll tell you that right now. I think it's gotten over 100 million views already. So that's a third of the country, if all those views were in the U.S. Probably not. But you've at least had a fourth of the nation watch this interview. And, Christ is King. When Ye said that, I was like, wow. He's put all his chips in. And he said, I love everybody. I love the Nazis. I love the Jewish mob. I love everybody. Christ is King, y'all. I couldn't contain myself when he said that. Christ is King. So, Ye is never going to be completely canceled. He closed the door on that. Now, something I'm going to do, I would like to get a lawyer, maybe a banker, someone to describe to me how someone's accounts can be frozen just because he said something. Now, I can understand if it was a terroristic threat and the person's up on charges, but no charges have been filed as far as I understand. So that would be something I'm going to research. Being a half a billionaire and you are actually dependent upon the people around you to support you to get from point A to point B. There has to be something illegal about this. And I hope he finds something. I hope he does, so he can sue the banks. As a matter of fact, people, now is the time. If you don't do this already, now is the time. Pull out your money. Pull out your money from the banks. Okay? Put your money in your local credit union. Or get a safety deposit box. Go buy a safe. Put half your money in your safe, half your money in a safety deposit box. Split it up three ways. Credit union. I absolutely would not have a Jewish mafia-controlled bank holding my money. I wouldn't have a Nazi-controlled bank. I wouldn't have it any establishment-controlled. I mean, credit union is a great idea because it's community. You own a stake in it. You have a say in it. I don't know why everybody in the country has not taken their money away from the Rothschilds and put it in their own community banks. And the thing, and I'm so happy and proud. See, I hope I can get to the level to where I can have my own bank. What, 21 Savage? He has his own bank? Nobody can close his accounts down. The feds can't even tell him to close his own accounts down. That's what I'm talking about with my idea about the $50 revolution. Getting 100,000 people together, 200,000 people together. Invest in a company. Why not invest in your own bank? Or in this case, it would be a credit union. This his money being frozen by the very people whom he was trolling proved his point. Proved Kanye was right. Let's play this next segment.
God. And in fact, they're the only group that hate Jesus. Muslims see Jesus as a prophet. Buddhists, Hindus see Jesus as a spiritual figure. Jews write in their Talmud that Christ is burning in hell. They don't like the cross.
Well, I think that's because he's kind of was taking over the thing. So at the end of the day, we worship a Jew or we say he's not really a Jew.
It's not the same thing, though, because the kind of Judaism that we have now is not of the Old Testament. It's of the rabbinical oral tradition. So these people are worshiping.
They're not following the Old Testament. They're following the Zohar and the Talmud and all that.
That's right. Exactly. So
people should read that for themselves. What about Haile Selassie? Because this is what happened to Kyrie Irving, and it made me really mad because when I was a kid growing up reading comic books and stuff, I could read really early. When I was like 5, I could read like a 10-year-old. When I was 10, I could read like a college student. And so I put down comic books when I was about 8 because my mom had all these history books. And some of them were picture history books, but I started reading those. And it's like a fact that Solomon married a bunch of black women. It's a fact that Ethiopia was Jewish. It's a fact that North Africa was Jewish. It's a fact that went on. And then Kyrie Irving puts out a video explaining that a bunch of North African blacks are intermarried and part Jewish, and Israel lets a bunch of blacks in because they can prove that their lineage, their names are Jewish names. So how is it anti-Semitic, and how does the ADL say it's anti-Semitic for black people who are related directly to King Solomon and King David, the line of Judah, which Haile Selassie was the leader of Ethiopia. That's where this whole movement comes from. To act like they don't know this. I'm not blaming Jews for this. I'm blaming the leftist ADL. To deny black Jews their heritage is a historic fraud. It's a damn historic fact. It's on Wikipedia. It's not even debated.
It's true, but it's not just the leftists. It's the right-wing ones, too, you know, because in Israel, Ye was just showing me a clip the other day where they are racist towards the Sudanese or Ethiopian black Jews that immigrate into Israel. They kick them out. There's quotas.
Well, I mean, Israel's even mean to the Hasidic Jews now. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're waging war.
Right. So, and I agree with you. And what they've done to Kyrie Irving is just to
say, Dr. Zelenko, beautiful person, wonderful guy. Mm. He'll tell you, he goes, yeah, that's what runs Israel's evil, and so is your groups.
Ben Shapiro just mad that Kyrie won't sign his basketball. Back to you, Nick.
All right.
So, what about that issue? I'm sure.
Let's stop right there. So, again, I kind of want to fix the terminology here. There's no such thing as a black Jew. Okay, you have the Jews, the fake Jews. You have the Khazarians and the Ashkenazi and what have you that came from Europe. Bloodlines are entirely European that have come down that have taken over identity, a race, the world's biggest cultural appropriation, biggest one known to man in modern history, cultural appropriation. So you have the Jews, and then you have the Israelite Hebrews, which are the black people. Solomon didn't just have black wives. Those were the majority of his wives. And the ones that weren't black came from Europe. All right? He imported those in. Okay? So, having Kyrie in trouble for sharing the information, because that's what slavery was all about, destroying who we were, destroying our culture. You didn't have a good compliant slave when they knew their history, knew that they were royalty. They knew they came from high-ranking, privileged families. They knew they had riches and owned land. When they knew their own language. When they had their own religion. It's hard to control a person as a slave. So that's why they kept breaking up the families, the slave families, forbid them from speaking anything other than English, forbid them from talking about anything that they knew. So then you have a dead race, a conquered race. That's what they want to do to everybody. That's the New World Order. They want to get rid of all cultures, all races. They want to get rid of that stuff. Sounds good on paper, but that just puts you in a position where you're going to be treated like crap. Anybody's going to be treated like crap equally. So us learning and finding out who we are, and it's funny too, because I've been online and seen white supremacists, and they'll mock real history. Oh yeah, look at these people. They think they were kings. And they'll try to use Ebonics. Yeah, we was kings, and literally, and this is how white supremacists will change the history to favor themselves. There was literally hieroglyphics on the wall where the black skinned Egyptians were. I had a white-skinned individual, and one of the black-skinned individuals were looked like he had his hand on the genitals of the white figure. And it says, see, history tells us that these Negroes were just ball washers. Just ball washers. That's how lowly they were. They weren't kings. Like, okay, I had to get on this post. I was like, no. You're misconstruing the image. This is a physician examining a slave. There's no such thing as a ball washer in history, in any culture, anywhere. In history of mankind, there's never been a position of a ball washer. So, this is the convolutedness to put other people down, destroy their view of history. So they know, or they come to the terms that they are nobody. They don't deserve any special considerations for anything. They are not to inherit knowledge, their lands, or anything, and just be a compliant slave. It's a great sin. It's a great changing of the game if they let us discover who we are. In schools in America, what history is taught? American history and European history. But wait, the classrooms are 10 to 20% black. What good does that do me? What good does that do them? No, they don't want you to learn any African history. Because you are dead. You are a second-class citizen. I'm just I'm so sick of we can't learn about our history, because if we did learn about our history, yeah, we might have an uprising. Yeah, we might want to go take back the lands that was promised to us. Israel promised to us, not the Europeans. So you hijack prophecy and you kill God's people. The devil is grinning and the devil is winning. Let's take a phone call before we end the show. Doug in California, go ahead, please.
I have another perspective about yay. Let's look okay. at Donald Trump first. I think yay is another Trojan horse, as was Donald Trump. Donald Trump basically identified the patriotic nation as his supporters, and he pushed the vax. And he did do one thing for the people that stood up for him and his principles that are now still in the D.C. jails. And I think yay is serving a similar principle of making people appear anti-Semitic by going along with his program. And it was awfully strange that he was wearing the BSM face mask, Barcelona, whatever that Barcelona, that clothing company him is involved with. So I have a different perspective. I don't know that he is what he appears to be.
Okay, well, you say a Trojan horse. A Trojan horse for who?
For the other side, just like Donald Trump was for the other side. He didn't do anything to protect the Patriots.
The other side meaning who? I just want clarification.
A right-wing, conservative, Christian populist.
Okay.
People that go to his rallies. And do okay. you agree that he did he do anything for these people that supported him? Did he ever speak out for them?
I can nitpick, but overall, he could have done a lot more. I'll say that.
Yeah. And he's pushing the vax. He pushes Israel hard. He accepted $1 million from the vax when it first came out. And so he's on their program. Yay, being backed by these Jewish influencers, didn't really have $2 to $3 billion. He had contracts that went for 4 or 5 years, which would have yielded him $2 to $3 billion. As mm-hmm. far as him getting his money seized, that was from the IRS saying he owed $50 million in taxes. They don't have to present proof that it appears to be now in our country. We're all guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
So they can seize the accounts on a whim because they have the power of...
That's true. That is absolutely true. If it was the IRS that did that...
Yeah. Now they're saying $75 million. So he should have pulled his money and bought gold or did something smart. And is it running for president? He's not articulate enough. He's leaning on the wrong people. He doesn't... it was kind of a slap in the face to Elon to have all these other guys tweet on his account. And I think that was more of an excuse because they were already banned to bounce him off of Twitter.
You think so? He wants to sabotage his own Twitter?
Yeah, he did.
Or is this banned. Just to force Elon to recognize that... I don't know that they should have their accounts back. Forcing Elon into the issue, basically, when it wasn't his issue to begin with.
Right. Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. Now what we'll see, which just was I heard about today, they took a poll on Twitter about Julian Assange. Julian, it's kind of weird, also, I'll backtrack, that Ye said he never heard of Bibi Netanyahu. That seems kind of impossible, doesn't it? Been around for 20 years. Is he living in the closet, even though he's super rich?
Well, when you're super rich, the only person that's important is yourself.
Well, he has others. He bought that land as a community. He was going to make kind of a dystopia, a new community of people that would be working on his property in Wyoming or Montana, I believe. That's beside the point. I think it just doesn't. My gut says something's not right. And Milo Yiannopoulos, who's has a shadowy past, gay, Jewish, against all the things that he seems supporting. You think he would be able to pick other people that are better? It's really strange to me that these guys don't have more awareness. And they all have handlers, just like movie stars. They all have handlers.
Yes.
And really nobody can get to them. Like nobody could get to Donald Trump.
Right. Actually, they actually mentioned that in the interview. Doug, I would thank you for calling us all the time we have. Thank you for your view on this. I didn't know about the IRS aspect of it, but I'm definitely going to look into it, and I hope all of you guys keep looking into it. Thank you for the call. I'm going to continue the subject matter because we're only doing an hour show. I want to be able to give my producer a little extra time for the holidays to get back to his family. So we're only doing hour shows for the holiday season. I will continue this tomorrow. So all of you who are usually late callers, you should be calling in early. All right? And I can get to all your calls. So with that said, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Of course, I'm your host, V. And Mike, you got the wrong bumper up. There we go. Yes, in the land of surveillance, the name of the third eye is king. So please educate yourself. Good night.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.